Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. As a ceasefire deadline looms in Syria, Russian warplanes on Friday continued bombing what the Kremlin calls terrorist organizations, amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia is scheduled to take effect at midnight Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire. Iranians are casting their ballots for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. The votes for parliament and the assembly of experts may provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will receive what they hoped for, a more open, moderate Iran. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
State TV showed voters across Iran giving their reasons for their choices. A man with a young child said he was voting for his children's future, while an older woman said she wanted to foil Iran's enemies who are plotting against the country. A correspondent for Iran's Al Alam TV at a major Tehran polling station said turnout was beyond expectations and that long lines of voters had shown up to express their support for their country and its Islamic system. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News.